This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama reversed primary night roles yesterday. It was the senator from New York who got to give a victory speech, and the senator from Illinois who had to say he's in it for the long haul and still expects to win the nomination. After 4 weeks of winning primaries and caucuses, the Obama campaign managed just one win yesterday, and that was in the least populous of the four states at stake. Yet today it appears that the delegates from the four events are being split almost evenly. That means Clinton may not gain much on Obama in the all-important battle for the nomination. According to the Associated Press, Obama now leads the delegate race with 1,567. Clinton trails by 105 delegates at 1,462. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has been watching those shifting delegate numbers to get a sense of what's actually changed for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton since yesterday's contests.
She won about 187 delegates last night. He won about 175. Not a big haul for her.
This is a remarkable thing because out of 370 delegates at stake yesterday, she comes out maybe netting 12, in other words.
Yes. And it could be less because in Texas, they're still counting up those caucus delegates. He won the caucuses in Texas by about 2-1, which neutralized her advantage in the primary there.
Okay, so we're talking about pledge delegates. Now let's talk about the superdelegates.
Well, they're getting more important with every week. Neither candidate is going to get enough pledge delegates to win the nomination. So they're going to have at least some superdelegates. It's possible that whoever gets the most superdelegates will win. Here is what Clinton's superdelegate counter, a superdelegate himself, Harold Dickies, had to say to other superdelegates today on a conference call.
What we're asking is for those who are uncommitted to stand back and wait and see how things roll out. Watch the scrutiny of the press by Senator Obama. There's nothing left to scrutinize for Hillary, but we expect to do very well going down to the wire, and we expect this to be neck and neck when we get down to the end of it.
So the message is pretty clear from Harold Dickies. He wants to stop the superdelegates from going over to Obama before the end of the primaries. The Clinton camp is hoping that buyer's remorse sets in, which will give her more time to make her argument that she is the better candidate because of the big swing states she has won, not because of the number of delegates she has.
Okay, let's talk now about the delegates from Michigan and Florida. These are delegates that were stripped by the DNC because Michigan and Florida jumped ahead in the primary calendar. And today the governors from those states called for the delegates from Michigan and Florida to be seated at the convention this summer.
Right. And Senator Clinton, quote, won Michigan and Florida, but there were no delegates at stake. Obviously, if they were seated in the proportion that she won those states, that would help her a lot. But it's highly unlikely they're going to be seated that way. Negotiations are going on with the DNC to find some kind of resolution to the Michigan and Florida problems.
Meantime, the Democratic primary race goes on at least until Pennsylvania. That's not till April 22nd, about 7 weeks away.
Well, it's a long race, and I would make the argument that everyone benefits by this prolonged race. Hillary Clinton obviously stays alive. Obama gets tested and vetted, especially since Hillary is now using the Republican playbook against him. He gets to basically have a dry run for the fall in case he is the nominee. Better for the Democratic Party because they get a tested standard bearer either way. John McCain gets a chance to mend fences, rest up, raise money, watch his eventual opponent, whoever it is, get beat up for at least 2 more months. Just imagine if Obama had wrapped this thing up and was raising $70 million a month, a combination of what he's raising and what she's raising right now, and setting up organizations in every state in the country, McCain would really be at a disadvantage. Now he gets to still hope that he can have the opponent that he and the Republican Party prefer, Senator Hillary Clinton.
Okay, and NPR's Mara Liasson, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.